Sir, you are. Got that Chinese New Year holiday coming up.
Yeah.
Going to be a big time.
We partying at your house again?
Yeah. Red envelopes full of money. Remember that. Don't give me any. And don't do denominations that have four in it, because that's bad luck.
Oh.
Just letting you know.
Oh, really?
Chinese New Year is a holiday that celebrates the beginning of a new year, according to the lunar calendar, considered to be one of the most important holidays for Chinese families, celebrated with big family gatherings, gift-giving, eating of symbolic foods, and the display of festive decorations, all focusing on good luck for the new year and to celebrate the coming spring. The start of the Chinese New Year every year, since it's dedicated by the dictated rather by the lunar calendar
and the government.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Congress will be in session, though. It's the lunar calendar, which is based on the Earth's movement around the sun.
Well, I meant the Chinese government.
Oh, the Chinese government dictates a whole lot, as a matter of fact.
Exactly.
Unlike typical New Year celebrations, which last one night, Chinese New Year celebrations can last for up to a month.
Mm.
Yeah.
This year, the Chinese New Year begins on January the 23rd.
We're going to party like it's best Korea.
That's right. Yeah, them too. This year is the year of the...
Squirrel. Rat, huh? Squirrel?
Squirrel. The squirrel rat. It's the flying squirrel rat.
It's the year of the dragon.
It is. It's the year of the dragon, which will be wonderful.
So everybody celebrate Bruce Lee.
Okay. He's dead.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, allegedly.
Let me know. Yeah. Never That's see right. him anymore, but yeah. You never know. So anyway, in case anybody asks you, it's the year of the dragon. You can answer that for him.
According to that song, it's the year of the cat, but...
Well, that and then the eye of the tiger. So, I mean, there's all sorts of different body parts we can do. Okay. The TSA catches a lot of heat for all the things that they do with frisking grannies and toddlers and that kind of thing. But they want to let you know that they've been keeping us safe out there. They give us their top 10 list of good catches in 2011. Now, how many people you reckon they got to scan? Because it's a bunch, right?
I don't have any clue.
Nor do I. Don't know. Just a lot. But they were able to come up with 10 of them for us. 10 is, these are the good catches. Snakes, turtles, and birds.
Oh my. You knew it was coming.
Two, three, four. Yeah. Again, is carrying a turtle in your pocket really a threat? Do you feel, not
to other people.
Do you get antsy when you're in an airplane thinking there might have been somebody who undetected has brought a turtle onto the plane?
Well, I don't
only
know.
Not until he screams.
Yeah,
that's right. That snapping turtle can
never
cause
know.
A problem. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Science project that really looked like a bomb. They got one of those for you.
Uh-huh.
Tactical spikes. Always nice to be carrying those around.
Oh, like a spike strip.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Roll that up and put it in your overnight. Inert landmines, found some of those. A stun gun that was disguised as a smartphone. A flare gun with 7 flares.
Oh, my.
In what world do you think that it's okay to actually bring that on the airplane with you into the cabin? Throwing knives.
That's knives. You mean like with the girl on the spinner?
Yes, yeah. I suppose so.
Well, you get bored on flight sometimes.
That's right.
See if you can
all the way down that aisle.
That's it. Get the.
I bet I can hit first class from here.
Get the flight attendant to hold up a cup. Maybe you're back there on row 32 and see if you can wing the knife in there and nail that cup to the wall. That'd be fun. The bulkhead.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
1,200 firearms total. Apparently, quite a few were loaded. One guy was caught with 2 handguns, 8 knives, 3 ammo magazines, and a saw. A saw.
Hmm.
So if you're in that transcontinental flight and you hear, yee-yee-yee-yee, somebody working on the armrest.
I'm just building a workbench back here.
Just doing what I can. And the number one goodie that they caught this year, small chunks of C4. Yeah,
that's probably
good. Because there's not really anything you can do with C4 that's safe. Generally, it's pretty destructive.
Well, that's what they said that guy in Midland had.
Is that right?
C4.
Wow. Man. In Midland, Texas.
Mm.
Hey, the new minor league baseball team in Sugarland, those would be the Skeeters. Got a nice introduction to their hometown of the New Year weekend when thieves broke into the stadium that the team is building. and stole $24,000 worth of copper.
I was going to say, I bet it was copper.
Hell.
46 copper reels went missing from the stadium that night on December the 30th.
It's the copper caper.
That's it, yeah. From the Skeeters.
Uh-huh.
So, in other words, that's not the only baseball.
But was it the great copper caper?
Great copper clapper caper, right?
Yeah. So, apparently, that's not the only baseball stadium that's
not. A little tribute to Jack Webb, just right out of the blue. There
you go. Only baseball stadium that's not finished as the season approaches. An Ohio woman, an Ohio man who received pecan pies from a mysterious pie fairy for over 35 years.
Why can't I have a pie fairy?
Yeah.
You can if you want, Jay.
Yes.
You can have anything you want to do.
Sounds like the kind of thing Jim Gaffigan would say.
How awesome would that be?
You know. Yeah. Well, apparently for
the pie fairy came.
For 35 years, he received a pie from the pie fairy, but this year received a note informing him the streak was over. Willis Welch, who's 87, from Columbus, Ohio, said he received the pies anonymously at Christmas time for decades, but this year received only a note signed Pie Fairy. The Pie Fairy had written, "It's been a great ride, still not telling you who I am yet, but my wings are shorter now, and I have a little too much fat to be able to fly."
What?
That's it. I don't know. Anyway, Mr. Wells says the mystery person must be someone who knows him well enough to know that pecan is his favorite pie. However, he said it's difficult to narrow that down because he has a very large social circle.
Oh.
He's 87.
Oh.
Yeah. He's catting around.
Gramps is getting around.
Yes, he is.
He's
anyway.
A hit. You know what it is. He can still drive. He's a hit down senior center.
Yeah, probably right. Yeah. I'll go over.
Yeah.
And especially at Christmas time, I'll go by Mr. Willis's house because he'll have him up. Pecan pie there, I can get some of. And if I go the next day, he won't remember I was there, so I'll get some more.
Wow.
8:46. Hey, did you see this?
Why?
Wall Street Journal reports Eastman Kodak is about to file Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
Really?
What, about 15 years after you thought they would?
Well,
right?
Yeah, I mean, they've been...
Kodak, they still make stuff, don't they? I mean,
well,
they make cameras. And...
Well, they do imaging now, more than anything. And, you know, they quit making the chemicals that allows you to actually process Kodachrome. I mean, that's almost impossible to do now. One of the things that they did, and it's kind of interesting because they are based in Rochester, New York.
Uh-huh.
And so, obviously, they were a big employer in Rochester, and over time, as Chase said, you know, been 12, 15 years or whatever, that they probably saw the writing on the wall and were trying to reinvent themselves in a whole lot of ways and weren't able to do that. But a lot of engineers remained in Rochester, and other companies realized that, and they started moving their locations into Rochester so that they could take advantage of these engineers who are going to be looking for jobs. And they could hire them sometimes at a little bit of a discount because, obviously, that's better than no job at all. Of course, then there's that other company that's called the Haloid Photographic Company that started in Rochester. They grew up to be Xerox. So you got Xerox and Eastman Kodak right there in Rochester. But unemployment is really not too bad, and that's what the story was about, is there are a lot of engineers from those two companies that were looking for jobs, and rather than leave the job market, they kept them there. And while it's not wonderful days, it could have been a lot worse in Rochester.
Has any industry in the last 30 years changed more than the photography industry?
Well,
I mean, you think about it. From
computers.
Of course. Well, because of computers. I mean, still.
Donuts. I think the donut industry changed quite a bit.
Sure. Well, no, I mean, 30 years ago, or let's go even 40 years. I mean, you and I can remember the time, you know, when I think of Eastman Kodak, I think of, you know, taking the pictures with your Instamatic, putting the film in a box, taking it down to the Eastman Kodak store, dropping it off, and waiting a week for your pictures to come back.
Sure, they'd come back, and then you'd put them in his big book that had the little black corners. You'd have a photo album.
That's right.
Imagine that.
That's right.
A photo album.
Now we take a picture with our telephone and send it around the world in 30 seconds.
We had a visitor come to the house the other day. She had 600 pictures she had taken.
Uh-huh.
You know, she's got them on her iPad. Oh, here, let me show you these 300.
That's right.
Yeah.
How about you not?
Yeah. And you remember, when you took a picture, it better be good. because you only had like 12 to a roll or 24 to a roll. And, you know, you don't want to waste a picture.
Yeah, that
I
was,
mean, now you just sit there and just shoot away and just delete, delete, delete.
That was so wonderful when you had a Kodak, when you had a Polaroid camera, because then you could tell if somebody had stuck their tongue out at you.
Yeah, that's right.
You took the picture. But,
that's right.
Sure. And also because of that, and just auto-advance as well, I mean, we get pictures of people now that we would never get.
Exactly.
I mean, yeah. You know, want to get a picture of the president with his finger in his ear? We got it. We got it.
That's true.
But
Show Observer says coffee has changed a lot.
Coffee?
I would say just the availability of it
If you choose to take
I would
part
agree
of
with that.
And what's interesting is now here's what, as an old guy, I mean, here's what I find interesting is thinking about things that I can capture on my phone that I haven't. I mean, I could take a picture of whatever. One of the things, if you have some complicated project that you need to do, take a picture of that project before you start taking it apart. Where do these wires go? Where does this go?
Or if you
need a specific piece that you can't really take off and take to the hardware store, you can take a picture of it and do that.
Yeah. I mean, if you're, you know, replugging it, plugging out and plugging back in your DVR, you take a picture of that before you start unplugging things. Yeah. I do that all the time.
Well, but I had, for instance, I had a plumbing part that I could not get from anybody but the manufacturer.
Exactly.
So, you know, took a picture of it.
Take a picture and take it to the
well, no,
to
that,
the hardware
that
store.
I emailed it to him.
Oh, I see.
I emailed it to him, and then he sent it to me.
So, wow.
Know, that works
out.
I've
taken my camera to, you know,
well,
to the hardware
it's well
store.
Established the relationship Scott's developed with his plumber over the years.
That's right.
Hello?
Don't forget you can use it to show people in foreign countries where you need to go.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's absolutely right. This is something that, because that was Jackie. This is what our son does, because he's in a country that doesn't speak English. So when you get into the cab, you show him a picture. They go, oh, yeah, okay, I know where to get there.
No, they don't say that, because if they did, they'd be speaking English.
Okay, if they were talking English, they'd go, oh, yeah. Okay.
Very nice.
Thank you. All right, it's time now for our pop culture and recent current events quiz. We call it Jethro Trivia, for lack of a better name.
Oh, okay.
All right, here we go. It's multiple choice. I ask Chase and Tom a question, and they tell us.
And, we get it right.
Paris Hilton making news again. She's about to put out her second album to hype the news. She's doing what? A live performance and a cameo on Glee. B, a video of the first single on MTV. C, posing topless for a popular men's magazine. D, going ahead and finishing her engineering degree at MIT.
I thought I heard that she was posing topless, but I'm gonna say the Glee answer. Just
it'd be A, okay?
That's what I'm going to say.
Glee would be an excellent choice if it wasn't C.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
It is the topless?
Yes, it's FHM.
Well, I thought I'd heard that she was, but there
it's
you go.
What is FHM magazine?
It stands for something. I don't know.
As long as you know the name of it, right? That's all that matters. Hello?
Hello, how are you this morning?
Oh, you know, it's inside work with no heavy lifting.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you take a picture or you take your phone and show a picture in a foreign country, they're going to take you around the city four times before they take you
to restaurant. I tell all my friends that my dad's nice. I tell all mine that he gives great prices.
I want everyone to know that Team of Navasota, we're really nice, and we always give a great price. Like a new Silverado discounted up to $9,000 at Team Chevy.
Nice price.
Or get a new Chevy Cruze for just $199 a month.
Nice price.
If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team of Navasota, we're the home of the nice price.
It happens every year. We attend numerous holiday parties and enjoy great food, family, and friends, only to find ourselves with unwanted additional weight gain. Hi, I'm Terry Nelson, certified health coach with Take Shape for Life. I've helped countless people lose weight in just a few short weeks, so whether you need to lose 10 pounds or 100 pounds, I can help. Please call me at 492-3559 for your free Take Shape for Life consultation. That's Terry Nelson at 492-3559.
There's no better feeling than curling up next to a warm fireplace or wood-burning stove on a cold winter evening. Imagine yourself coming home from work, and with a simple touch of a button, an instant fire appears from your gas logs in your fireplace. Fireplaces Etc. can make this a reality. Let Fireplaces Etc. prepare your home for the cold winter months ahead with a new fireplace, wood-burning stove, or gas logs. Fireplaces Etc., 3213 Highway 21 West. Call 775-1747 for more information.
Searching for a flair of fashion and design in your wardrobe? Visit Haute Couture. Haute Couture provides everything you need in their collection of boots, jeans, flip-flops, clothing, handbags, jewelry, and much more. With brands like Old Gringo, Grace in L.A., Gratier, Gypsy Soul, Cowgirl Tough, Rock Revival, Rock and Roll Cowgirl, and Pink Cadillac, one visit to Haute Couture and everyone will be asking, where did you get that? Haute Couture, 3213 Highway 21 in Bryan and 2010 South Day Street in Brenham. Call 822-3694 for more info.
It's 5 till News Talk 1620. What? It's 5 till.
You don't want Ben to go
and
on
here
the air?
Here comes the boss.
Yeah, that's fine. Go ahead. Put on the headphones. We'll play the intro. We'll act like you've never been in here before.
Good grief. What a ray of sunshine.
Me?
Yeah. What do you do to you?
Well, this is awkward here.
That's not for you.
Well, there are. Area man. Got to hear this part.
Yeah. You never hear that enough.
One of our graphic designers discovered something yesterday.
Oh, what was a picture of you in your Area Man cape?
No. It finally dawned on him that Ben Downs is kind of a funny juxtaposition of names.
How neat.
Garrett's finally catching on.
Garrett finally caught on. He was, he's about as nice a guy as you get, and for a rapper. And he was, and he said, Dempsey was saying, you're leaving? I said, yeah, I'm going to get in the elevator. And suddenly that's all it took. Ben Downs. We're going to be going down in the elevator with Ben Downs. I fired him instantly.
Yeah. I'm going to miss Garrett. Yeah. I really like
him.
Garrett was such a cool kid for a while.
Being a nice guy doesn't always do it for you. Yeah. No.
What is this? I did not get the email from the wrestling lady. This note says I did not get the email from the wrestling lady.
Now it's awkward.
I saw that in there earlier, and I didn't say anything about
Tom
it.
What? Tom was raised well enough not to ask.
More or less on the radio. I'm going to pour my last cup of coffee here and just curl up and enjoy this broadcasting greatness that's about to unfold.
It was an odd note, but I'm minding my own business.
And laying right out here in the open.
Well, what is
you go.
Yeah, wait, there are
many different ways this could be taken. None good, but there are many different ways.
One of the things that Ben kind of charged us with late in the fourth quarter of last year.
Hold on. Let me get my last cup of coffee so I can hear this one.
Plus, we need to engage our listeners in different ways, possibly by having some sort of promotional events. So I immediately thought, we could get,
this is really weird.
Instant pudding in a large container and put it on the parking lot of there are any number of places that are vacant that we could put the empty there.
Actually,
and then we could have,
apparently the answer to my question is actually as bad as I imagining.
Actually, what it was, every once in a while, I kind of like to have different prizes to give away.
Yes.
And the wrestling.
And having a wrestling lady
the wrestling thing is coming here at Reed Arena. And so I talked to the sales, the account rep about that, and the account rep said, I've got an email from the lady and I'll send it to you. Well, that was Monday and I haven't gotten it yet. And so when I went to her office yesterday to see her, she wasn't there, so I was going to leave her a note today saying, you did not forward me the email so that we could possibly get some wrestling tickets to give away to our loyal listeners.
Your story is amusing, but poorly thought out because, as you will recall, this so-called Monday when you spoke with the salesperson
was a holiday. Okay, it was Tuesday.
Check you. That's right. And I defy you to find a salesperson.
Yeah. Hard enough on Tuesday.
Oh, I feel like Columbo.
One more thing.
I am Deputy Chief Johnson. Yeah. I close this one.
Yeah. closer. Very nice reference there. Okay. Anyway, so that's what that was. And so I was going to try to make it a surprise for the listeners, but obviously you busted that open now.
Well, you got to check where you leave your notes. Just leave them out. Yeah.
Well,
you're
maybe you should start writing like, top secret on the top. Yeah. That won't get my attention.
Please don't read this. Yeah. I'll write that on there. All right, on this date in history.
I love this
Tom
part.
Loves this part, by the way. 1998, Sonny Bono hit a tree.
Oh,
it did not end well.
No, it didn't.
42 years ago in 1970, All My Children started. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Supreme.
Sure, we remember.
Yeah, I was there. There when MTV signed on, when All My Children came on. It was all,
Supremes recorded Stop in the Name of Love in 1965. And 72 years ago in 1940, do you know this? 1940, do you know this, Ben? Mr. Radio? FM was demonstrated at the FCC.
By General Armstrong.
Armstrong Custer.
Right? George Custer. Yeah.
Somebody
started FM radio.
Somebody said, it'll never catch on. Nothing will replace the AM.
Yeah.
Oh,
man. Yeah, okay. Anyway, as long hair music, I used to be good for that.
Stereo was the trick.